Al-Ahqaf, the sand dunes. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Hamim, Allah is praiseworthy, the Lord of all honor. The gradual revelation of this perfect book proceeds from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. We have not created the heavens and the earth and what lies between them both, but with an eternal purpose and for a term appointed. Yet those who have disbelieved in what they have been warned of are the ones who turn away from this Quran. Do you realize what it is you call on apart from Allah? Show me what portion of the earth they have created. Or have they played a part in the planning and creation of the heavens? Bring me any book revealed before this, or some vestige of knowledge to confirm your practices, if you are truthful in your claim. And who is more misguided than the person who, instead of praying to Allah, prays to those who will not answer him till the day of resurrection, and these deities they worship are even unaware of their prayers to them? And when the people shall be gathered together on the day of judgment and justice, these false gods will become enemies to them and will even disown their worship. When our clear messages are recited to them, these disbelievers say with regard to the truth when it comes to them, this is an obvious sorcery. Do they say, he himself has forged this Quran? Say, if I have forged it, you have no power to help me in any way against Allah. He knows what nonsensical talk you are indulging in. Sufficient is he for a witness between me and you, and he is the great protector, the ever merciful. Say, I am no novel apostle among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done to me on your behalf or to you. I simply follow what is revealed to me, and I am naught but a plain warner. Say, have you considered that if this Quran is from Allah, and you do not believe in it, there will be no way of escape for you, more so because a witness in the person of Moses from among the children of Israel has borne witness to the advent of his like. So, whereas he has believed in those prophecies, but you turn away in disdain, how should you fare then? Bear in mind, Allah guides no unjust people to success. And those who disbelieve say of those who believe, if these, the Quranic doctrines, were any good, they would not have taken precedence over us in believing in it. Since they themselves have received no guidance from it, they say out of malice, it is an old lie. Whereas the scripture of Moses, which was a guide and a mercy, preceded it, this Quran is a book which fulfills the prophecies contained in the previous scriptures, making its meanings and significance eloquently clear. It has been revealed so that it may warn those who do wrong and give glad tidings to the doers of righteous deeds. Verily, those who say, Allah is our Lord, then remain steadfast in their belief, shall have nothing to fear, nor shall they grieve. It is they who are the owners of the paradise. They shall be abiding therein forever as a reward for their deeds. And we have enjoined on a human being to do good to his parents. His mother bears him with trouble and pain, and brings him forth with trouble and pain. The bearing of him and his weaning takes 30 months, till when he attains his full maturity and reaches the age of 40 years, he says to his Lord, my Lord, rouse me up that I may give thanks for the favors you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I may do such righteous deeds as may please you. And my Lord, establish righteousness among my progeny for me. To you indeed I turn penitently, and I am surely of those who submit themselves to you. Such are the people, the best of whose deeds we accept and reward, and whose evil deeds we pass over. They shall be among the owners of paradise, in fulfillment of the true promise which was made to them. Yet there is another hard-hearted one who says to his parents, fie upon you both! Do you threaten me that I shall be resurrected to live again after death, when so many generations have already passed away before me without any one of them having been raised to life? While both the believing parents ask Allah's help and say to their child, "Alas for you, have faith. Surely the promise of Allah is true." But he says, "This is nothing but mere fables of the ancients." Such are the people against whom the sentence of punishment becomes due, along with the communities of the jinn, the haughty, and the ordinary people that preceded them. Of course, they were the losers. And all shall have positions and grades with their Lord, according to the worth of their deeds. And it shall be so, that he may repay them fully for their deeds, and that they may not be treated unjustly. And on that day, those who disbelieve will be exposed to the hell fire. It will be said to them, "You consumed your good things during your life of the world, and you enjoyed them. So this day you shall be recompensed with disgraceful punishment, because you waxed proud on the earth without justification, and because you committed transgression." And make mention of the kinsmen of Ad, Hud, a messenger of God to them, when he warned his people living in wind-curved sand dune, to whom warners had already come before him and after him, saying, "Worship none but Allah. I indeed fear lest the agony of a dreadful day should befall you." They said, "Have you come to us to seduce us and turn us away from our gods? Bring down on us the punishment you threaten us with, if indeed you are of the truthful." He said, "Allah alone has the true knowledge of the time of the punishment. I am only conveying to you that message I have been sent with. But I see that you are a people behaving obstinately for no reason." Then, when they saw this punishment they were threatened with, in the form of a cloud spreading in the sky, heading towards their valleys, they said, "This is a cloud which will rain over us." They were told, "It is no such thing. Rather, it is that punishment which you sought to hasten. It is a hurricane carrying a woeful punishment. This hurricane will go on destroying everything by the command of its Lord." Accordingly, the hurricane struck them, and they became such that nothing could be seen of them except their dwellings. That is how do we recompense the guilty people. Meccans, we had given them power to do such things as we have not given you. We gave them hearing, eyes, and hearts. But their hearing, their eyes, and their hearts avail them not, since they persistently denied the signs of Allah, and they were caught by that punishment which they held in very low estimation. And we have destroyed several of the townships which were situated around you. We have repeatedly explained messages in diverse ways, so that the people might turn to us, giving up their atrocities. Why then did not those beings whom they had taken up for gods apart from Allah to bring them close to Him help them? Instead of being any help to them, they were lost to them. Such was the outcome of their lie and of what they fabricated, that their gods were a means to bring them close to God. And Prophet, recall the time when we brought some people from among the jinns to you. They wished to listen to the Quran. When they attended it, they said one to another, "Be silent and listen." When this recitation was over, they went back to their people as warners. They, having gone there, said, "O our people, we have listened to a book which has been revealed after the time of Moses, confirming that divine scripture which is before it. It guides to the truth and to the right and straight path. O our people, accept the call of one calling to Allah and believe in Him. If you do so, He will keep you safe from the woeful consequences of your sins and will screen you from the woeful punishment. But one who does not accept the call of one calling to Allah cannot be the frustrator of God's purpose in the earth and will not escape His punishment, nor can he have protecting friends apart from Him. Such people are steeped in clear error. Have they not considered that Allah, who has created the heavens and the earth, and was not wearied by their creation, is in every way possessor of power to give life to the dead? Yes, verily he is possessor of sovereign power to do every desired thing. And the day those who disbelieve will be exposed to the fire, they will be asked, "Has this punishment not actually come to pass?" They will say, "Yes, it has, by our Lord." He will then say, "Now suffer the punishment because of your disbelief." Patiently persevere then, O Prophet, as did all the messengers possessed of high resolve did, and do not seek to hasten on for them, the disbelievers, the doom which they are being promised. On the day when they will witness what they have been threatened with, they will feel as if they have not tarried in this world but for an hour of a day. It is enough as delivery, a fair warning from God. Who shall be destroyed now, if not the disobedient, sinful people? Muhammad. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Those who disbelieve and bar people from the path of Allah, He renders their works vain. But as for those who bear faith and do deeds of righteousness and believe in that which is revealed to Muhammad, for it is the very truth revealed by their Lord, He has purged them of their sins and has improved their spiritual and temporal condition. That is because those who disbelieve follow falsehood, while those who believe follow the truth revealed by their Lord. That is how Allah explains their conditions to people, to make them understand. So, believers, now that you know the will of your Lord, when you meet in regular battle, those who disbelieve, strike off their heads. After you have bound them fast in fetters as prisoners of war, then afterwards release them, a must, either by way of grace or by accepting ransom. That is the law until war lays down its weapons and it is over. Such is the ordinance of Allah. Indeed, if Allah pleased, He could have punished them in other ways. But the ways of warfare have been resorted to, so that He may reveal your worth at the hands of one another. As of those who are slain in the cause of Allah, He will never let their works go vain. He will guide them to success and will improve their condition. Rather, He will admit them into the garden, which He has made known to them in the Quran. O you who believe, if you help the cause of Allah, He will help you and make your steps firm. As for those who disbelieve, there awaits them perdition. He will make their works to see Islam fail and come to naught, bear no fruit. That is because they consider the revelations of Allah a burden. That is why He has made their works all go to waste. Have they not traveled in the land and seen how miserable was the end to which their predecessors, who had disbelieved in the former prophets, had come? Allah utterly destroyed them. The same fate awaits these disbelievers. That is because whereas Allah is a protecting friend of those who believe, the disbelievers have no protecting friend. Allah will make those who believe and do deeds of righteousness enter the gardens served with running streams to keep them green and flourishing. As for the disbelievers, they will enjoy themselves a little in this life and eat even as the cattle eat, and the fire will be the last resort for them. Prophet, so many townships were more powerful than this, your town of Mecca, which has driven you out. But we destroyed them, and they had no helper. Can those people who take their stand upon a clear proof from their Lord be compared to those whom the evils of their deeds are made to seem attractive and who follow their low desires? Here is a description of the garden promised to those who guard against evil. Therein are streams of water, which is unstaling, and streams of milk, the taste and flavor of which does not change, and streams of juice extracted from grapes, a delight to the drinkers. and streams too of clarified honey, and they will have in it all kinds of fruit and a provision of protection from their Lord. Can those who enjoy such blessings of this garden be like those who shall abide in the fire for long, and who will be given boiling water to drink so that it tears their bowels into pieces? And there are some hypocrites among them who pretend to listen to you. Yet when they go out from your presence, they say to those who have been given knowledge, "What was it he said just now?" These are the people whose hearts Allah has sealed and who follow their low desires. As for those who follow true guidance, He leads them far ahead in their right ways in the light of His guidance and grants them piety and restraints from evil suited to their condition. These disbelievers only wait for the promised hour of doom to take them unaware. Its signs have already appeared. But of what avail will their admonition be to them, and how will they be able to repent when it actually comes upon them all of a sudden? Believer, know therefore that there is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship other than Allah, and seek His protection and forgiveness for your human shortcomings, and also for the believing men and the believing women. Allah knows your heart, where you move about, and your resting place. Those who believe say, "Why is no surah or Quranic chapter permitting us to go to war revealed?" But when a definite surah of basic and categorical meaning and speaking of war was revealed, you find those in whose hearts is a disease of hypocrisy looking at you like the looking of a person whose understanding is clouded for fear of approaching death. Therefore, woe to them! More fitting and proper for them was to obey and to say what is just and good. And when the matter of fighting is once resolved upon, it is better for them if they remain true to Allah and fulfill the covenant they made with Him. Hypocrites, it is more likely that if you are given authority and power, you will create disorder in the land and violate your ties of kinship. Such are the people whom Allah has deprived of His mercy, so that He has made them deaf to hear the truth, and has made their eyes blind so that they cannot see the right way. Is it that they do not earnestly seek to understand the Quran? Rather, their hearts are securely locked up by their own locks. Surely those who turned back to apostasy, after true guidance had dawned upon them, Satan has made fair-seeming to them this action of theirs, and has held out false hopes to them. That is because they, the hypocrites, said in secret to these Jews, who consider the revelations of Allah as a burden, "We will obey you in some matters." But Allah knows their secrets. But how will they fare when the angels cause them to die, smiting them on their faces and their backs? They will be treated thus because they followed that which called forth the displeasure of Allah and were averse to seeking His good pleasure. That is why He will make their deeds fruitless. Do the people with diseased minds suppose that Allah will never bring their malice to light? Indeed, if we so will, we could show them to you so that you would know them by their appearance. Yet you shall, of course, recognize them from the tenor of their speech. Allah knows their empty words, as He knows your solid deeds. Muslims, we will put you to trial until we make manifest those among you who strive their utmost in the cause of Allah, and those who persevere in patience. And we will entrust you with such tasks as may bring to light your reported mettle. Those who disbelieve and hinder people from following the path of Allah and oppose the messenger after true guidance has become clear to them can do no harm to Allah. But He will let such deeds of theirs bear no fruit. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the messengers and do not let your deeds go in vain. Allah will never grant protection from their sins to those who disbelieved and hindered people from following the path of Allah, and then died while they were still disbelievers. Believers, when fighting once starts, do not slack so as to sue for peace. You will certainly have the upper hand. Allah is with you. He will never let you suffer a loss in the reward of your good deeds. Hypocrites, the present life is only idle sport and makes you ignore and forgetful of your duties towards God. If you believe and guard against evil, He will give you your reward and will not ask of you your wealth. Should He ask you of it and press you, you would show stinginess, and this niggardliness will bring to surface your malice and hatred towards the divine faith. Behold, you are those who are called upon to spend in the cause of Allah, yet some of you are niggardly. Remember that whoever is niggardly only against his own self. Otherwise, Allah is self-sufficient, having no needs, and it is you who are the needy ones. And if you turn back from the truth, He will replace you with another people, and they will not behave like you. Al-Fath, the victory. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Prophet, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah is a great victory in that we opened for you the way to another clear victory, which led to the preaching and expansion of Islam. The result of this is that Allah will protect you from the ill consequences of the fault attributed to you in the past and those to follow, and that He will make His favor perfect upon you and will lead you to the goal of the exact right path, and that Allah will grant you His mighty help. It is He who gave to the believers Shakina, tranquility and peace of mind, so that they might grow all the more in faith, over and above the faith they already possessed. Indeed, all the host of the heavens and of the earth belong to Allah, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Allah has decreed the war against the aggressor so that He may admit the believers, both men and women, to gardens served with running streams to keep them green and flourishing, the gardens where they will abide forever, and so that He might absolve them of their evils. This indeed is a supreme achievement for you in the sight of Allah. And He has decreed it so that He may punish the hypocrites, both men and women, and the polytheists, both men and women, who entertain evil thoughts about Allah. There awaits them an evil term of calamity. Allah is angry with them and has deprived them of His mercy, and has Jahannam in store for them, and evil it is for destination. And all the host of the heavens and of the earth belong to Allah, and Allah is almighty, all-wise. Prophet, we have sent you as a witness to our existence and attributes, and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. O people, we have done it so that you may have faith in Allah and His Messenger, and so that you may help Him in a respectful manner and honor Him, and so that you may glorify Him morning and evening. Prophet, those who swear allegiance to you as a matter of fact swear allegiance to Allah. Allah's helpful and benign hand is above their hands. So he who breaks his oath of allegiance breaks it to his own loss. And as for the person who fulfills the great covenant he made with Allah, He will surely give such person a great reward. Those of the desert Arabs who contrived to be left behind will say to you by way of apology, "We were occupied in looking after our belongings and families, so ask for protection for us from God." They say with their tongues that which is not in their hearts. Say, "Who has any power to help you against the decree of Allah if He intends to do you some harm? Or who can avert His grace if He intends to do you some good? Indeed, Allah is well aware of all that you do, and He will treat you accordingly. Hypocrites, nay, the fact is that you thought that the messenger and the believers would never return to their families. This was a thought that was made to appear pleasing to your minds. You entertained an evil thought, and you were a people doomed to perish. Let such a person who does not believe in Allah and His Messenger bear in mind that we have surely prepared a blazing fire for the disbelievers. The sovereignty of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He grants protection to the person who wishes to come under His protection and punishes whom He will. Yet the fact is that Allah is great protector, ever merciful. When you are free to set out to take the spoils of the war of Khaybar, those who contrived to be left behind from joining you at Hudaybiyah will say, "Permit us to follow you." They would like to change the word of Allah and His decree. Say, "You shall not follow us. This is what Allah has declared beforehand." They will thereupon say, "There is no such forward. You are in fact jealous of us." What they say is in fact wrong. Little do they understand that this is the punishment for their not being present at Hudaybiyah. Prophet, say to those of the desert Arabs who contrived to be left behind, "You shall soon be called upon to take up arms against the people, the Byzantine and the Persians, who are fighters of mighty valor. Then you shall fight until they submit. Allah will grant you a goodly reward if you obey. But if you turn your backs, as you did before, He will punish you, a woeful punishment. No blame shall lie on the blind, no blame shall lie on the lame, and no blame shall lie on the sick if they do not join the fight. Yet he that obeys Allah and His Messenger, He will make him enter gardens served with running streams to keep them green and flourishing. But he that turns his back, He will inflict upon him a woeful punishment." Prophet, Allah was well pleased with the 1,400 believers when they swore allegiance to you under the acacia tree at Hudaybiyah. He revealed the high standard of faith that they had in their hearts and sent down Shekinah, peace and tranquility upon them, and He rewarded them with an early victory at Khaybar. And a great many gains await them that they will take. Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Muslims, Allah has promised you many gains that you will take, and He has given you this victory at Khaybar in advance. And as a result of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, He restrained the hands of the people from committing aggression against you, that it may serve the believers as a sign, and that He may lead you on the straight and right path leading to the goal. There are, in addition to this, other victories which you have not been able to achieve. Yet Allah has surely encompassed them, and Allah has every power over every desired thing. And if those who disbelieved had fought you at Hudaybiyah, they would have certainly turned their backs, and then would find neither a protecting friend nor helper. Allah has explained to you His want, which has been in practice since the very past. You will find no change at all in Allah's want. It is He who restrained their hands from you and your hands from them in the valley of Mecca on the occasion of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. After He had given you victory over them, Allah observes all that you do. These, your Meccan enemies, were the people who disbelieved and prevented you from the holy mosque while even the sacrificial animals were stopped from reaching their destination. Had not there been at Mecca some believing men and believing women, as were unknown to you, and had there been no danger that in case of war, you might have trodden them down, and thus you might have incurred some harm unknowingly on their account, we would have allowed you to invade Mecca, but we did not allow this, so that Allah might show his mercy to him who wishes to be shown mercy. Had these believers living in Mecca left from there and had been separated from them, we would have surely punished those of them, the Meccans, who disbelieved with a woeful punishment. These events belong to the time when those who disbelieved nurtured in their hearts prideful indignation and cant, the indignation and cant of the days of ignorance, and Allah granted Shekinah, peace and tranquility, from himself to his messenger and the believers, and made them observe closely and firmly the code of self-restraint, the code they were best entitled to receive and were also really worthy of. Allah has full knowledge of everything. Allah had surely fulfilled for his messenger the vision that conformed to the rules of wisdom. My faithful companions, you shall enter the holy mosque if Allah will, safe and secure, some of you with your heads shaved, and others with their hair only cut short, as is a prescribed rite for a pilgrim. You will have nothing to fear. As for the time involved in its fulfillment, he knows what you do not know. He has, in fact, ordained for you a victory near hand at Khaybar to be gained before the fulfillment of that vision. It is he who has sent his messenger with guidance and true faith so that he may help it prevail over all other faiths. Indeed, Allah is sufficient to bear witness to the truth of Islam. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are also firm and strict against the disbelievers to accept their influence, but soft-hearted and compassionate towards one another. Reader, you will find them kneeling and prostrating themselves in prayer. They seek grace from Allah and his good pleasure. Their distinctive indication is apparent on their faces from the luminous traces of their prostration. Such is the description of these attributes of theirs in the Torah, and their description in the Evangel is that they will be like a seed produce that sends forth its sprout, then makes it strong. It then becomes stout and stands firm on its stem, giving delight to the sowers. Allah will, in a similar way, raise the believers from strength to strength, with the result that he may make the disbelievers suffer an impotent rage because of them. Allah has promised his protection and a great reward to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness. Al-Hujurat, the chambers. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful, O you who believe, do not anticipate Allah and his messenger putting yourselves forward before their cause, and be full of reverence to Allah, and take him as a shield. Behold, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. O you who believe, raise not your voices above the voice of the Prophet, nor address him in loud tones, the way you speak loudly to one another, lest your deeds should come to naught while you do not realize. Those who keep their voices subdued in the presence of Allah's messenger are those whose hearts Allah has purified for piety and restraint. There awaits such of them provision for protection and a great reward. The people who call out to you, O Prophet of God, from outside your private chambers, most of them lack understanding. If they only had patience to wait until you could come out to them, it would be better for them. Yet Allah is great protector against faults, ever merciful. O you who believe, if a wicked person brings you any important news, examine it carefully, lest you should harm some people in ignorance, and afterwards you may have to repent for what you did. Keep in mind that Allah's messenger is among you at the time. If he were to follow your wishes in many matters, you would certainly land yourself in trouble. But as it is, Allah has inspired you with the love of the faith and has made it look beautiful to your minds and has made disbelief transgression, and disobedience hateful to you. Such indeed are those who follow the right course of guidance. This is sheer Allah's grace and His favor, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O you who believe, if two parties of the believers fall out and fight each other, make peace between them, and should one of them commit aggression against the other, then fight you all against the party that transgresses till it complies with the command of Allah and returns to peace and reconciliation. Then if it returns, make peace between them with equity and act justly, for Allah loves those who do justice. Believers are but a single brotherhood, so make peace and effect reconciliation between the two contending brethren, and take Allah as your shield, so that you may be shown mercy. O you who believe, let no people look down upon another people, for the latter people may be better than they. Nor let women look down upon other women, who, the women who are treated lightly, may be better than the other ones. And find no fault in one another, in order to defame your own people, nor call one another by nicknames. Bad is the reputation of wickedness after the profession of belief. Highly unjust are the people who would not abstain from what they are forbidden. O you who believe, eschew much suspicion, for suspicion is, in some cases, a sin. And do not spy into the secrets of one another, nor backbite one another. Would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Why, you would loathe it. Take Allah as your shield. Surely Allah is oft returning with compassion and is ever merciful. O people, we have created you out of a male and a female, and we have made you tribes and sub-tribes, that you may recognize and do good to one another. Surely the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is he who guards against evil the most. Verily Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. The Arabs of the desert say, "We believe." Say, "You have not yet truly believed." You should rather say, "We obey and have submitted, for true faith has not yet entered your hearts." But if you obey Allah and His Messenger, He will not diminish aught of your deeds. Surely Allah is great protector, ever merciful. The believers are only those who truly believe in Allah and His Messenger, and then doubt not, and who strive hard with their possessions and their lives in the cause of Allah. It is they who are the true to their words and Muslims of a high standard. Say, would you make known your faith to Allah, while Allah knows whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth, and Allah knows all things full well? They lay you under obligation because they have embraced Islam. Say, lay me not under any obligation on account of your embracing Islam. On the contrary, Allah has bestowed a favor on you because He has guided you to the true faith, if you are truthful. Verily, Allah knows the hidden realities of the heavens and the earth, and Allah sees all your deeds. Qaf. Allah is Almighty. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Qaf. Allah is Almighty. The glorious Quran bears witness to it. Behold, these disbelievers wonder that there has come to them a warner who hails from among themselves. And the disbelievers say, "This is a strange thing. What? When we are dead and reduced to dust, shall we be raised to life again? This sort of return is highly impossible." We know how much of them the earth consumes and how much it adds to them. We have with us a book that preserves everything. Nay, the truth of the matter is that they denied the truth when it came to them, and so they are in a state of confusion. Do they not look at the sky above them, how we have made it and decked it out fair, so that it has no flaws? Do they not look at the earth, how we have spread it out and stretched it forth, and set firm mountains in it, and caused to grow in it every beautiful species of growth? We have done all this so that it may serve as a source of enlightenment and a means of admonition to every servant of ours who turns to us. And we send down from the clouds water which is of great utility and blessings, and we cause to produce with it gardens and grains of the crop that is reaped, and tall and stately palm trees laden with spathes, cluster over cluster, to serve our servants for sustenance. And by means of this water we raise the dead land to life. That is how the resurrection shall come to be. The people of Noah denied the hereafter before them, and so did the people of the Ras, and the tribe of Thamud, and the tribe of Ad, and Pharaoh, and the kinsmen of Lot, and the dwellers of the thicket, and the people of Tubba. All of them cried lies to the messengers of God, so that my threatened punishment duly befell them. Are we wearied with the first creation, that we will not be able to create them the second time on the day of resurrection? The fact is that they are in confusing doubt about a new creation. We created a human being, and we know what dark suggestions his mind makes to him. We are nearer to him than even his jugular vein. Behold, the two recording angels sitting one on his right and one on his left go on preparing the record of his deeds. He utters not a word, but it is noted down by a guardian angel of his, who stands ready by his side to record his words. O people, the stupor of death has truly to come. This is the thing which you were trying to avoid. And the trumpet shall be sounded. That will be the day, the warning of which has already been given. And every soul shall come forth to account for his deeds. He will be accompanied by an angel who shall drive it, and an angel who shall bear witness. When we shall say, certainly you were heedless of this day, but now we have removed from you your veil, and your sight is very sharp this day. And his other angel companion, who will come to bear witness, shall say, here is the record of his deeds, ready with me. The sentence will be, cast you too, angels, yes, cast into Gehenna every hardened, disbelieving enemy of truth. Forbidder of good, transgressor, entertainer of doubts, who sets up for worship another deity besides Allah. So cast you too, yes, cast him into the severe punishment. The disbeliever will blame his evil associate, who will say, O our Lord, it was not I that seduced him to transgress, but he himself was deeply sunk in error. He, God, will say, dispute not with each other in my presence. I had already given you the warning of this punishment beforehand. The judgment given by me cannot be changed, and I am not at all unjust to my servants. On that day, we will ask Gehenna, are you filled up with the inmates of the hell? It will go on saying, expressing its state, are there any more that I can take? On that day, paradise will be brought near to those who had become secure against evil. It will be no more a thing distant from them. It will be said, here is that paradise you were promised. It is for those who turned to their Lord again and again, seeking his mercy and observed his laws with care. Those who stood in awe of the gracious God in the heart of their hearts, even unseen, and came to him with a heart turned in sincere devotion to him. Enter this paradise in peace. This is a period lasting forever. They will have there all that they desire, and we have in store much more than this to give them. So many a guilty generation, who were mightier than these people in powers, have we destroyed for their wrongs before them. They journeyed from land to escape, but we seized them with our punishment. Was there any asylum for them to take refuge? All this contains a lesson for every such person as has an understanding heart, or gives ear while his mind is attentive. And verily, we created the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them in 6 aeons, and no weariness even touched us. So bear with patience what they say, and glorify your Lord with his praises, and extol his holiness before sunrise and sunset, and celebrate his praises during parts of the night and after prescribed prostrations in your prayers. Reader, hearken, on the day when one that calls will call from a place quite near, the day they hear the inevitable mighty blast, that will be the day of coming forth from the graves. It is we who give life and cause death, and to us is the final return of all. The day when the earth shall cleave asunder from above the people, and they be revealed, they will come rushing forth. It will be easy for us to raise them to life and gather them together. We are well aware of what they say. You are not one to overawe them and cannot reform them by means of force. Therefore, pay no heed to what they say. Rather, admonish with the Quran such of them as shall fear my warning. Al-Dhariyat, the Scatterers. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. I call to witness those beings who went forth to scatter the Quranic teachings far and wide with a true scattering. They carry their blessed load of truth, then speed along, exposing the wrong belief and evil practices, with love and peace, and then distribute and apportion the work by our command. Verily, the promise you are made about the spread of Islam is true, and the requital must indeed come to pass. And I call to witness the sky, with its numerous orbits of celestial bodies, that contradictory are the things you say, for your not believing in God's word and in his prophet, through which are deluded away from the truth, such as would be deluded to falsehood. Woe to the falsehood mongers, who are in the depths of obstinacy and confusion due to false beliefs, and give no heed to the truth. They ask, when will the day of requital be? Say, it shall be a day when they will be tormented at the fire. It will be said to them, taste your torment. This is what you used to ask to be hastened. But surely those who have become secure against evil will indeed be in the land of gardens and springs, receiving the gifts that their Lord will give them, for they used to do excellent deeds before that. They were in the habit of sleeping but a little by night, for their being occupied in God's worship. Also in the hours of the early dawn, as well they were found praying for his protection. And in their wealth and belongings was a rightful share for those who asked for help and for those who could not. There are signs on the earth for the people of knowledge and assured faith. And you have signs in your own persons. Have you no eyes to perceive? Your sustenance is in the heavens. Besides, you shall have all that you are promised, triumph and prosperity to the believers and warnings to disbelievers. By the Lord of the heavens and the earth, that which you are promised is true. It is as true as the fact that you can speak to one another. Have you heard the news of the honored guest of Abraham? Behold, they came to him and greeted him with peace. He said in reply, on you be peace. He thought they were all strangers, and he went quietly but quickly to his household and brought a fatted calf after getting it roasted for the guest. and he placed it before them. Seeing their hesitation, he said, "Will you not eat?" When they did not eat, he felt afraid of them. They said, "Have no fear." And they proclaimed to him the good news of the birth of a son who would be blessed with knowledge. Then his wife came to him extremely embarrassed. She smote her forehead and said, "I am but an old woman, then barren. How can I ever be able to give birth to a child?" They said, "Even so has your Lord said. Surely he is the all-wise, the all-knowing."